Welcome back to the Oyez Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jacob Bromwitz, and today we are continuing in the third chapter of Maseches Edyos. Today we'll be learning Mishnayos Ches and Tes. Mishnah Ches tells us, Shlosha Devarim Rabbi Tzodok Matame V'Chachamim Matarin. There are three things that Rabbi Tzodok declares impure, or susceptible to impurity, but the Chachamim say they remain pure, they are not susceptible to impurity. What are they? Masmer HaShulchani, the nail of the money changer. V'Aron Shel Grosos, and the chest used by those who would grind beans, umas mishal evan shaos, and the nail of a sundial. Rabbi Tzodok matame v'chachamim matarin. So in these cases, Rabbi Tzodok says these things are susceptible to impurity, and the sages say that they are not. Let's look in the Bar Neuro. Masmer ha-shulchani, the nail of the money changer, shal-shulchani tolebo kaf maznaim. That's where the money changer would hang his scales. Rabbeinu Pershu and our sages tell us, Masmer kavua ba'amud shelefnei ha-shulchani lahamid bo trisei ha-chenvus, that it's the nail that's in the pillar in front of the money changer where he would hang his shutters when he would open up his shop. Umataran Rabbanan mishom de tashmisho im hakarka, and the reason that the sages say that it remains pure is because its work was done with the ground, and such a thing is not susceptible to impurity. Aron shel grosos, the box used by those who would grind, ha'osim grisim shel pul, v'rechaim shelahem, so that they would make a ground-up bean paste of some kind with their mills. Yesh lahem kamin aron shel eitz, so they had a kind of wooden box that they used in their work. Rabbi Tzodok matame, Rabbi Tzodok says that it's susceptible to impurity. Oso aron, that box, to toras kli alav, because it's considered a utensil. V'chachamim matarin, but the sages do not say it's susceptible to uncleanliness. To kli eitz ha'osoi l'nachasu, because it's just a wooden box that's intended to sit there. V'enu osoi l'tatal, and it's not meant for carrying. Rabbi Tzodok savar, but Rabbi Tzodok feels, pa'amim mitaknin osoi l'tatalo. He feels that sometimes it is transported, so it's not necessarily a stationary box, so he feels it is considered a utensil and subject to the rules of impurity. V'en halachik Rabbi Tzodok, but the halacha does not follow Rabbi Tzodok in this matter. Mishnah Tes. Arba Devarim, Rabban Gamliel Matame V'Chachamim Matarin. There are four things that Rabban Gamliel says are susceptible to impurity, but the sages say are not susceptible to impurity. Kisui Teni Shel Matachos Shel Bale Batim. First is the metal trash can lid of homeowners. Sometimes the halacha makes a distinction between things that belong to homeowners and things that belong to professionals, so this would be one of those cases. Vatale Hamagredos, and the hanger for combs. Vagame kli matchos, and unfinished metal utensils. Vitabla shad nechel kalishnayim, and a plate that broke into two pieces. Umodim chachamim le Rabban Gamliel, but the sages agree with Rabban Gamliel, vitabla shad nechel kalishnayim echad gadol ve'echad katan. They agree that if the plate breaks into two pieces, and one is large and one is small, then hagadol tamei v'hakatan tahor, then the larger piece is susceptible to impurity, but the smaller one is not. Let us look again in the Bar Neuro. Teni, kli shel matekes shebalei batim masimim bo grotos v'shibrei kli matchos. So that is a utensil that homeowners would put broken pieces of pottery and broken pieces of metal in. So basically, it's a trash can. Rabban Gamliel matame hakisui, and Rabban Gamliel says that the lid is susceptible to impurity. The suffer. Hu nami chashiv kli, because he feels that that is also considered a utensil. Mishim de kisoi nami yeshbo beis kibul, because the lid also has a receptacle. V'chachamim matarin, but the sages say that it's not susceptible to uncleanliness. To savri kivan delo nase el lekasos eno chashiv kli. They feel that since its purpose is only to cover, then even though it has a receptacle, it is not considered a utensil in its own right. V'talei hamagredos, the hanger for combs. Masmarim shetolim behem hamargedos babate machatzos. These were the chains that they would hang combs from in the bathhouses. Va'nechnasin sham ko'echad lokeach magreda umagared ba ragla v'gufo. And whoever came in could take a comb off of this hanger and then use it to comb his body. V'gomei kli matros, and unfinished metal utensils, shetrichim l'sof, l'gared, l'hakish, a cornice, o shemachuser, ugan, o ozen, Einan betamin ledivrei chachamim ad shetigmur malachtan. So if they still need to be buffed or polished, or if they need some embellishment or rim or something added to it, in all of these cases, the sages say that even though it's a usable utensil, it's not considered susceptible to uncleanliness until it's actually done being constructed. Tabla shenechaka l'shnayim, if a plate breaks into two pieces. Tabla shelcheres, it's an earthenware plate. Sheyesh ba levazvzin, it's got to have a rim around it. V'nasis shtei chatichos shavos, and it's broken into two equal parts. Shein achas mehen gedola mechavrta, neither one bigger than the other. B'ha pligi Rabban Gamliel v'chachamim. In this, the sages and Rabban Gamliel disagree, because we already said in the Mishnah that the sages agree with Rabban Gamliel if one piece is bigger than the other. V'halacha kechachamim, and in this case, the halacha follows the opinion of the sages. All right, that is Mishnah Tess. Join us tomorrow, and we will continue this chapter with Mishnah Yud and Yod Aleph.